Welcome to Escapes. I'm Erica Hemphill, and I am thrilled to invite you on this empowering journey. Join me as we explore the art of escaping self-doubt, the constraints of the 9-to-5 grind, the false realities that hold us back. We'll empower you to embrace entrepreneurship, motherhood, and co-working with your partner, and to boldly step into leadership roles that were once thought unattainable. Escapes is more than a podcast. It's a community of resilient women and men who are rewriting their stories, chasing their dreams, and smashing through glass ceilings. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, strategies for success, discuss our failures, and use insights from remarkable individuals who have paved their own paths to greatness. So join me, Erica Hemphill, as we unlock the doors to your unlimited potential. It's time to escape, empower, and embrace. Oh, and elevate. Your adventure begins now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Escapes by Erica. Thank you for taking your hour today to take a break, escape from your 9-to-5, or even just that little bit of mom time that we need. This morning, I have an amazing guest with me, Miss Jessica Green. She is a health coach that's focused on women, diet, lifestyle, mindset, functional medicines. So I can't wait for you guys to get to know her. I'm excited because she is actually in Sweden right now, which I'm so excited. She's my first international episode. So this is going to be fun this morning. So let's jump right in, and good morning for me and good afternoon to you.
Hi, Erica. It's so nice to be here on your podcast today.
So exciting. So can you take a few minutes just to introduce yourself? Tell me a little bit about, or tell our guests a little bit about what you do and how you got there.
Okay. Well, I'm an integrative health practitioner and health coach, and I use functional medicine lab testing in my practice to help rebalance clients' hormones, their gut. I do this through the functional medicine lab test plus their symptoms to make sure that we're on the right path from the get-go rather than just guessing. So, you know, the test don't guess mantra is what I'm all about. And, you know, the way I got here, this is actually my third career. My two previous careers were all in the built environment. So before this, I was a sustainable building expert for over a decade. And then before that, I was a landscape architect. And I have a deep interest in environmental toxins. So I really bring that into my practice right now. And my practice right now is really focused on helping women who are 40 plus to rebalance their hormones naturally using diet, lifestyle, mindset shifts to help just ease through this midlife period.
So guys, if you've been following along and you've listened to my intros and got to know me a little bit better, now you know why she's here, right? I am knocking on 40 pretty quick, and I'm a mom, and we're going through all of these like hormonal shifts that like I'm not ready for. I think we all hear the word pre-menopause and the sweats and the no sleep. And let's just be honest, those all have side effects on our regular life. And then for me, I'm an entrepreneur. I own two businesses. We're about to open another. I have two kids and a husband. We'll call him the third one. And stress levels are high. And I think that it's very hard for women to sit down and have like a true open conversation about where we are. So I'm going to be vulnerable today. And I hope that anything that I say will resonate with someone. And I hope that the information that you can give out will resonate. So about 5 years ago, I lost over 100 pounds, and it was a pretty amazing transformation. It was with diet and working out. But then the height of my business just skyrocketed. And obviously what happens, you know, you already know, moms take the back seat to everything. And I stopped going to the gym, and we've gained almost 70 of that back. So this last year, I had a pretty big scare. My hormones were obviously completely out of whack. This cortisol was completely off the chart. And we're now on a diet. I've lost 27 pounds. And we're just on this continuous journey of just being tired, still being overweight and needing to make that change. And I think that a lot of women don't know where to turn. We don't know where to turn except for to our regular practitioner, right? Or to our OB, really, is who we go to, right? Because like they have to be able to fix everything. And so if you could tell women, where should we start? Where do we start?
Well, where I'd like to start is that, you said something interesting about going to our doctor or OB and, just getting fixed, right? It's kind of like we see our bodies as sort of a car that you would take to the mechanic and just fix it. And, what I want to do is empower women to start taking charge of their own health and be the manager of their own health journey. And so, for me, obviously, I want people to come to me or another health coach and really start making these shifts. And the way that I tend to work is to create sustainable shifts at whatever pace that people want, right? So it might just be, you know what, right now, all we're going to do for you is just make sure that we get a sleep routine going. You know, it might be that, okay, there is one thing that you're going to do every single week that really lights you up, right? Gets you outside, makes you happy, gets the oxytocin flowing. Right. You know, it could be something simple like that. I really want women to start to think of their own self-care as absolutely necessary. You can't fill up anyone else's cup if you are completely drained and empty. And that's what elevated cortisol levels throughout the day could look like. That is actually the first stage of what I would call adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. And this is like this constant stress. Yeah, constant stress. And you are just like me, like so many other women, especially in our 30s, late 30s, getting up to 40. It's like we are 100% go, go, go. We've got the kids. We've got a husband or a wife in some cases.
That's right. Absolutely.
We've got work, and the work that we're doing, we're either entrepreneurs or we're getting high up. We're directors, VPs, and CEOs. We're starting to climb that corporate ladder. By the time we hit menopause, chances are we would be at that top level, which means that we're also so totally drained.
So Jess, would you say that I resonate with that, because I'm an Amtrak. Everybody laughs when I say that, but that's like my go-to. I'm an Amtrak. I go from 0 to 100 really fast. And we're there, we're staying at 100 all day long, every day. We're go, go, go. Do you think that our society and women in general, because we are breaking those glass ceilings, we're climbing that corporate ladder, that we're seeing so much more of this type of, I would say, mentality, that like we have to keep going all the time, and then that in turn causes all of these other side effects on our own body that we're not used to? Let's just be honest. Like when I talk to my mom, well, my mom was an entrepreneur. She owned 3 businesses. But when I talked to my grandmother, she was a stay-at-home mom. She cooked and she cleaned. And that is a wonderful profession. I do not say that it is not. But her stress level is completely not on the same level that I'm on every day. She looks at me like I am a crazy lady half the time. And she does tell me, you need to slow down, darling. You know? So I think that our society is changing and evolving, and it's requiring more of us. And when it requires more of us, we feel that responsibility and that accountability. And then what does that do? The stress level, right? Do you feel that way? Do you think that that's changed? Have you seen that over time with clients?
Yeah, well, not just with clients. I mean, I definitely see this trend happening with all the women that I work with. All the women that I work with are, they're go-getters. They have the weight of the world on them. And if you go back, even previous generation, baby boomer generation of women, they were busting up towards that glass ceiling that you're talking about. And because of that, sometimes they had to make the choice, do I want kids or no? If I want to break that glass ceiling, I can't have kids, mm-hmm. right? So many women did that. And that really trickled through. I mean, the introduction of birth control pills, that really changed the landscape. Women were trying to compete with men, so we had to stop any procreation from happening. We've got to quell the fertility. Not only that, but heaven forbid we be hormonal and have a period. So we're forcing our body through this process where, we're not fully stepping into our role as being a woman. We're right. trying to quell that, to even it out. Men don't have these cycles. They don't have a monthly cycle. They have like a daily cycle.
Yeah, right.
That's it, right? So we women naturally have this monthly cycle, and our energy levels, our focus, our ability to go, go, go shifts with that schedule. That doesn't fit into most corporate realms. It doesn't fit into the expectations most people have of high-performing people. They expect us to always be at the same consistent level again and again. So here we are, not only that, but you layer on the technology. You go back 20 years. 20 years ago, I didn't have a cell phone. You know, I had a computer that was so big, I didn't take it with me anywhere.
Right. No, I agree. I think that everything is, well, as a woman, I felt like my whole body, and if every woman was honest with herself and listens to herself, we're on a roller coaster every month. 1 week, I am like high energized. Next week, I am just dead to the world. Next week, we're estrogen high. Next week, we're testosterone high. So I 100% agree with that. And then I look at, you're right. Look at how many women are not having children until they're closer to 40 now. You know, I had two friends of mine that just found out that they were pregnant and they're 40. And I'm like, wow, I could not imagine starting over right now. I love that this is happening to you. Congratulations, but this is not for me. But so many more women are starting their families later. I mean, they're wanting that corporate drive, climb the ladder. And I think you're right. I think it comes into that. We feel like we still have to make a decision. I think that COVID had probably helped that a little bit, because now we have so many companies that are offering to work from home. So I think that we're going to see a trend over the next few years that more women will have families, because it's going to be a little bit more flexible for them to be at home and do that. But I definitely agree with you that I think that women are still in a place where we're trying to figure ourselves out, and then also figure out where we fit into this mantra of how we are different. We are truly different. I love that. You know, if everybody that knows, if you're listening to my podcast, I am like woman power, hear me roar. So I think that it's amazing when women are doing that. But tell us a little bit more about like your, what got you into this? You just said that you had two other careers before this. What was your drive to come and help women? Like, as I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I know five or six women that I need to get your contact to, so that we can, we might need to have conversation via Zoom, because we're all about the same age and dealing with the same thing. So what made you take the jump?
Well, I kind of burned myself out in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And I also waited until I was in my 40s to have a daughter. A child. And I was actually 42 when I had my one and only. And, you know, I hit this ceiling, a different kind of ceiling, not the glass ceiling, but I hit this limit. And I felt like, you know, my body was sending me so many signals. It was just causing problems left and right. I was causing problems to my body left and right. I started developing autoimmune conditions, food sensitivities. My gut was constantly unhappy. I got Hashimoto's. That was one of them. You know, there are all these things that start to come up. Your body starts screaming at you, and it screams at you by doing different things. It could be added weight onto your body. It could be achy joints. It could be migraines, headaches, low energy, needing to take a nap every day, not being able to sleep. These are all symptoms of an imbalance in your body, some sort of imbalance in your body. And I was trying to kind of band-aid those symptoms, right? It's like, oh, I've got a headache. Ibuprofen, aspirin, right? I was self-medicating. I took Gas-X for my bloating, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I did all these things to try to stop. And then eventually I started really digging into diet, and I took out like practically everything you could possibly imagine. And my bloating went away. I felt better, but I was still starting to get like other kind of symptoms creep up. And I kept doing all these different things, these different protocols, these different strategies, and nothing was quite doing it for me. And then I realized the one thing that I hadn't really changed at all was work. So I quit. I quit my corporate job. And that gave me a little bit of time to just think about what I wanted to do with myself. That lasted about a month. I found another thing.
That's right. We don't sit still very well.
No, we don't. And at the time, my daughter was, you know, about one, a little bit more than 1 year old. And, you know, bought a house. It was a total fixer. So I managed the fixing up process, you know, the gutting it, redoing it. And at the same time, I started taking some classes. I took some culinary classes, like culinary wellness classes and courses. And then I did an IIN certification, that's Institute for Integrative Nutrition is IIN. And then I went through that and I set up my health coaching business. And then I wanted to go deeper. So then I found Dr. Stephen Cabral. Dr. Stephen Cabral has a program called the Integrative Health Practitioner Program. So I signed up for level 1 and 2 so that I could do some functional medicine lab testing with clients and learn all the protocols that he used. I went through that program, and then he had a job opening for a senior health coach. So I applied and I got it.
Yeah.
And so I worked with him for over a year and this amazing group of people. They're all women. I think by the time I left, we had one man on the
yeah.
team. So here we are. You know, there were nurse practitioners, nutritionists, physician's assistant. There's another doctor, a surgeon, who was running a portion of the group. And I was just soaking it all up, soaking up all of this information. It was so incredibly empowering. And then when my husband got a job in overseas, I had to leave that job, and I started to reinvigorate the health coaching business that I had already set up. It's been like 7 years now that I've been doing this work. And I really love it. So that's sort of the trajectory that I took.
I did some
fun stuff, but then I got burnt out, and then I switched gears, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just dedicated to health. So that's where I started from on the health journey. Yeah.
I love that. I think that a lot of women struggle with just saying, I'm burnt out and I'm tired and I need something else. And we forget what makes us happy. And that's not a bad thing, right? That's not a bad thing. I think that for me, it's that I struggle with saying no. You know, if we say no, what happens next? And that's what I try to tell everybody. You know, make sure that you are doing things that make you happy. Like you said, I quit my corporate job and I went and bought a fixer upper. That was fun at the moment. I'm a builder. That's what I do. That's my real job. That's what I tell everybody. The podcast is fun for me, but my real job is that I'm a residential contractor. I build houses. I remodel. We flip houses. And so I look at it that you took a chance on something and then it became a passion. And now your passion is to help other women. So how do you get women to be vulnerable enough to say, okay, I've tried all of these things? Because look, we're hard-headed, just like you. You said you wanted to try all of these things first. So as a health coach, how do you just tell women, stop trying all of this and just focus on this?
That's a really good question. I mean, you can never drag someone along to take the first step. All you could do is show them how life can be. you know, inspire them to take a first step. And that first step might just be to download a freebie that I offer. You know, it could be a hormone balancing 3-day meal plan. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll try that. See how I feel. It could be just signing up for my newsletter. I send that out weekly. Well, except for right now, the holidays we're filming now. But so it could be something just like that to get exposure to thinking about this differently, thinking about our bodies differently, becoming more self-aware. And that's a lot of the messaging that I have is just helping women become self-aware enough that that they want to take a step in some direction. They might be like me. They might say, you know what, I'm going to follow this, this, and this person. I'm going to do all the things that they wrote in their books, or maybe sign up for one of their programs. Usually what happens with these, though, is that it's kind of an all or nothing. You go through this 6-week program, you're following the protocols every single week. I don't work that way so well all the time. Like, I have to be in a certain mindset to do that. And I have done that in the past. But I also want to recognize that there's a whole bunch of women out there who aren't going to do that. It's just, it's really overwhelming. Like, they can't even take the first step because they see the first step is like this big laundry list of stuff. So when I work with clients through even just a group program, I have one-on-one clients and I have group program clients. When I'm working just through the group program, I'm taking that into account. You know, where are these women right now? Sometimes I have to go back and remember, okay, these women are still thinking about the food pyramid that was introduced in the 80s.
Right? Oh, we're going to just give it all carbs, period. We're going to give it all carbs.
Right. So, or, you know, all fats are bad and eggs are bad. You know, there could be all these things that they still have sort of as a part of what they think a good diet is. So sometimes I'm helping them just to myth bust at first and then raise awareness. And so this is what I find the most empowering thing for women is to really start to get in tune with their body. And this is where I see shifts starting to happen. Like, maybe one person is just wine every single night. Stop the wine for a week. See what happens. Oh, anxiety level goes down. Amazing. So now right. You know this about yourself. It could be something simple like that. For other women who do go through this program, maybe they run a functional medicine lab test with me and they see that their cortisol levels are off and that their sex hormones are off. And we see maybe she's estrogen dominant. And so, okay, well, I know the herbs that'll help to, you know, clear out that liver so that you can clear out the excess estradiol, you know, something like that. Oh, all of a sudden she sleeps at night because we took care of one thing. You know, and it builds on.
I am like getting sucked in so bad. It's like, like just crawling to you because everything you're saying is resonating. It's resonating with exactly what I'm dealing with right now. I am seeing my OB once a week right now so that we can try to see what is going on. I am a very high performer. I am always on, but I am like sex drive down. That's not me. Everyone that listens. Yep. I said it on live podcast. That's not me. And my husband is younger than me. So that is a problem sometimes. And then also just acne, never had acne in my life. And now it's on my back during the cycle every month. And I'm like, what is going on here? You know, and then it's, well, I'm on a diet and I'm eating healthy and I'm not drinking alcohol. And so we are like, I'm getting poked every week so we can like try to resonate with what's going on. And so that's why I keep asking these questions, like, tell me about like, where do women find you? Where can we find your coaching program? Tell me a little bit about your coaching program. And then I want you to talk about your summit, because I know that that's a huge thing that you're about to have. And I want everybody to know about that too. So tell me a little bit about your coaching, where everybody can find you, and then where we can, and then we'll jump into the summit, because I'm really excited to talk about that.
Sure. So Instagram, Facebook, website, it's all the same. Jessica Green Wellness, spelled out all together, one word, smushed together. Jessica Green, green as in the color. And so I work with clients in a variety of ways. I mentioned I do have some freebies. I have the group coaching program, Fabulous Over 40. I run that four times a year right now, and it's going to go through another revision cycle coming up in January. So it's going to launch after that Fabulous Summit. And then I work with clients one-on-one for people who just really need more flexibility in how they work with me. They could do that there. Also, I could be much more specific.
Yeah, on a one-on-one. I have a one-on-one business coach I have for almost a year and a half, and I absolutely love it. And then I'm also working on a coaching program myself. So I know what that entails. You know, we called it a pro pod. And so there was three of us in a group when I first started my coaching. I loved that group coaching. I suggest it to anybody, especially if you're just kind of wanting to toe tap in it. Because look, a lot of people don't just jump in and have 100% buy-in to coaching, right? They're like, yeah. What is this going to be like? You know, yeah. Somebody's going to tell me what to do, you know? And I'm like, no, that's not what coaching is at all. It's actually, you really become friends, and it is an accountability partner that, no offense, everybody, but your best friend's not going to be your best accountability coach, right? Because if I say, oh, I don't really want to go to the gym today, they're going to be like, okay, no problem. We'll go have a glass of wine instead. You know, coaching, whether that's a business coach, or I will truly say even a health coach, having someone like that just to be on your team to say, you know what? I really don't feel good today. Like, this is what I did. This is what I ate. I worked out today and I still feel like crap, you know, just to be able to have that one-on-one time. So I am a true believer, a true supporter of one-on-one coaching, or even pro pod or group coaching. I think that anyone that hasn't done that should absolutely look into that. Please look up Jessica. I love everything that I have read on her. I follow her. We're in a couple of groups together now. And like, just seeing some of the stuff that she's putting up has been pretty amazing. And obviously resonates with me, because again, I am going to be that fabulous 40. So tell me about your summit, because I see it. I want to hear about it. I want to get it out there. So that other people know what it is and where they can find out information. So tell me what's going on at the summit.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about the summit. I can't even, where to start. I have, this is my first summit that I'm running, so I'm keeping it relatively small, but also I wanted to make sure that it was in a bite-sized piece enough that people could actually participate in it, right? You know, you might have seen summits where it's like, oh, 30 people and it lasts a whole week long. No, we're not going to do that. So what I have is there's 17 speakers total. I know it's an odd number. I just, you know, snuck in one at the last minute. So we have 17 speakers, and we're going to talk about all things perimenopause and menopause. Now, most women enter into perimenopause kind of unknowingly at around late 30s to early 40s. Like, that's when it really starts to happen for women. And it's a slow, gradual decline. It's not like there's a cliff or anything like that.
Right.
So the summit, it's going to have those speakers, and then it's going to happen over the course of 4 days. Every day there's going to be 4 to 5 speakers that go live, and the sessions are only 30 minutes or less. So 30 minutes, maybe as little as 20 minutes long. So they're really meant to be these bite-sized pieces filled with great information. I've got someone talking about sleep. She's a sleep coach. It's awesome. I've got another woman who's talking about all the herbs that you could use during this period of time for better sleep, reducing anxiety, reducing hot flashes. I've got a couple of women that are going to be talking more about this transition in life and all the challenges of that, but really helping women to reframe what it is to be, quote unquote, midlife. You know, thinking about this as not just like, oh, I'm transitioning to old age. No, this is like a third stage of life. You have childhood, puberty, where, you know, fertility years, fertile years, and then you have this period. This is the next phase. And I really love these women and these talks that these women are giving. We're also talking about the gut, the thyroid, the liver, and how it connects with your hormones. You'll learn a bunch about hormones. I'm giving a talk, or this is all pre-recorded at this point. My talk is about connecting chronic stress to sex hormones and how they impact one another. Chronic stress, you'll hear this throughout the summit too. Chronic stress definitely plays a role in how well your hormones perform, both before menopause and then after menopause. They become even like it's even more important. Mm-hmm. So many great things. And there's going to be a Facebook group so you could connect with some of the speakers in the Facebook group. We're also going to have, if you want to buy the All Access Pass, the summit is free. But if you wanted everything at once, that becomes available on January 2nd. And the live summit runs from the 16th to the 19th. So the All Access Pass will also have some speaker bonuses, which I'm so excited about because they include mini courses. There's some breathing exercises. There are, and all the speakers are giving freebies as a part of their talk as well. So free summit, then you get freebies. And then if you want to buy the summit and then just watch it whenever you want, you have that ability as well.
That is amazing. So guys, did you hear the key word that she just said is free? There's no reason for anybody not to sit down and take 30 minutes out of their day to just focus on themselves, right? You're taking an hour with me today to get to know Jessica and what she does. So what I will ask is that Jess, whenever we finish today, make sure you tag me or message me the link in the Facebook group or whatever. And then I will make sure that my marketing group pushes that out so that we can make sure that we get it across all spans of social media so that we can get some more women involved. Because like I said, I think that it touches so many women. And I think that as hard as it is, because I'm not ready. When women think about menopause, we immediately think that we're turning old, and I am not old yet. I'm not ready for that. And I'm not ready to put that label on. I'm just transitioning. Like you said, I really like that into a new season of my journey. And I think that a lot of women would feel the same way. And I love your vibe. Look, you guys can't see her, but we're on Zoom this morning and she is smiling from ear to ear. So I know that she's so passionate about this summit. And I know that all of the information that she's going to be bringing and that her speakers are going to be bringing are going to be top notch. And they're going to be bringing all kinds of information and nuggets. I like to call little goodies nuggets. They're going to give you all these goodies and freebies and stuff, and bring your notebook. Obviously, I tell everybody, if you're going to any type of live, bring your notebook, take notes, because then if you have questions, I'm sure that there will be a Facebook group, like you said, where you can drop some questions and somebody will reach out to you if you wanted to extend further on into coaching, or like you said, longer, more conversation pieces with any of the other speakers that'll be speaking for the summit. I love it. I love it. Jess, is there anything that you would like? I forgot. You're writing a book too. Look, now she's smiling and shaking her head. Like, yes. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit. Is it published yet? Is it ready? Where can we find it? When can we find it?
It's not ready yet. My goal is to have it out there in May. We'll see if I hit my own deadline. The book is going to be kind of like, it's almost going to be everything that I share in my Fabulous Over 40 group. So I'm really excited about this because this will be something that people can pick up if they can't afford working with me in the group coaching program, which is still, it's pretty affordable. This book is going to be really affordable, but reading this book, my goal is to help women start to have this conversation around menopause not being a dirty word, and it's everything. It's perimenopause and beyond. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take women through exactly the things that I teach in my Fabulous Over 40 program. So we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about nervous system regulation and calming the nervous system. We'll talk about hormones, because I really find that a lot of women don't understand all their hormones and what is really happening during this transitional period, and also how it impacts your gut and your sugar metabolism and your cognitive function. And there's so many things that this stage of life impacts. It's like you can't live like you're 20 when you're 40. It just doesn't work. But I'll tell you why in this book. I'll share all of that. And what I really try to do is I try to take all of this information and make it really understandable and approachable. And I really encourage women to think of this book as something that you would revisit again and again. It's not like you run through the book and you're doing all the checklist items. It's like you're running through the book and you're deciding, okay, maybe it's just one checklist item I could do right now in this chapter. Next time you go around, you're like, you know what? I have more work to do. I could do several more of these checklists because I've already seen the wins. And the wins are, I have more energy. I have just more of a glow about me. I feel like I could, tackle more because I do have this amazing energy. So yeah, I'm going to take the next step, whatever that step is. And I also talk about a lot of the herbs that I love. So I mentioned one of my clients had estrogen dominance. And so we introduced one of my favorite herbs for her to use. And that really shifted things for her. So I'll go through my favorite herbs for various things, different supplements that I really love for women, especially women over 40, but this could apply to women in their 30s as well in terms of the supplements. Yeah, it's going to be a great book.
I love it. I love it. So if there is to start wrapping up this morning, for all the listeners, three things that you would tell us lovely women that if we are starting to think that we are coming into premenopause, that we can do on our own to either gauge or to try to correct. Three things. What are your top things that you would tell us to do?
Top three things. First, work with the natural circadian rhythm of our planet. So waking up with the sun, if you can, starting to wind down as the sun goes down. I know here I am in Sweden and the daylight time is like 4 hours long. So I'm not going to do that. But a general idea is that, you have the most cortisol, the most energy first thing in the morning. So waking up with the sun at like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, doing all those important things that you have to do. And then as you ease into the later part of the day and into the evening, really consider winding down. This is not the time where you stay up late and do a bunch of work on your laptop with the lights on and your screen on. So really starting to think about, okay, how can I shift my schedule a little bit? So I do a lot of brain heavy activity in the morning. And then in the evening, I'm really starting to wind down. So that's one thing, and try to stay consistent with that as well. The next thing that I would say is that you really will need to shift how you think about carbs. Carbs, not just bread and pasta, and sugar, but also carbs are in everything. So even if the bread is like, whole wheat or, whole grain, something like that, it's still going to be loaded with carbs. So when you think about how your body is metabolizing carbs and sugar, just know that it's not going to metabolize those as well. And it's going to be stored in fat. And you don't want that. This could increase insulin resistance. That becomes really inflammatory. So then you gain not just weight, but you're gaining very inflammatory weight, right? Because then your whole body is inflamed. So really thinking about reducing the carbs, I always say, think about, can I replace a sandwich with a salad? That's one thing. Can I replace this bowl of pasta with a really rich soup with vegetables and protein. The other thing that I would say too, along those lines, instead of having a carb heavy breakfast, I always go protein first. You got to have the protein in the morning. And this one thing actually changes so many women's lives that I work with. They start to have energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. They start to have energy throughout the day. It's not just, oh, I don't have to stop for a mid-morning snack because I'm full. No, it's more than that. It's like, oh my gosh, I have energy. I could actually think. My brain works.
Right.
It works better with that protein. So those are a couple things, lower carbs, working with the circadian rhythm. Another thing that I would absolutely 100% do, if you're not already doing resistance training, like lifting weights or using body weight, I would do that next. So instead of, you know, you might have been thinking, oh, I'm going to run for an hour every day or every other day. You could still run, but that shouldn't be the focus of your workout. The focus of your workout should be more lifting weights, and it should be heavy weights. You're never going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
That just won't happen for you. But this does two things. One, it maintains your muscle mass, which is so important for processing carbs and glucose, but it also maintains your muscle mass and helps you to build healthy, strong bones, which we really need as we approach this midlife. So when I talk about heavy weights, you should do, you know, 10 reps pretty well. The second 10 reps, you should be struggling and making faces like, oh, you know,
the arm should start to shake. Like the arm should start to shake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the activity that I would want people to do. So doing those three things just to start out with can make a world of difference for so many women. And if you do those things and you find some relief of certain symptoms or you're feeling generally better, but you'd like to take it the next step, that's when you go to the Hot Flash Summit that's happening in January. That's when you read my book, or that's when you sign up for my group coaching program, or maybe you have something else going on that you really want to tackle that's very specific to you. Then you would work with me one-on-one.
And that was her marketing piece for the afternoon or this morning. So this is what I will say, guys. Ladies, guys, gentlemen, everybody that's listening, if you can't tell, this is why I wanted to have Jessica come on this morning. Please make sure that you go and look up Jessica Green Wellness all over everywhere. Make sure that you are adding her as a friend, following her Facebook groups. She's going to send me the link. I'll make sure that I tag it on our podcast page. And then I will also do it on all of Erica Hemphill or ENG Designs and Constructions page so that we can make sure that we get that out. Make sure that you're looking forward to her summit that she's going to be having. Again, guys, keyword there is free. And then obviously, if you want something else outside of that, once the summit happens, you are more than welcome to reach out, because as she did mention, she does offer one-on-one coaching. Jessica, thank you so much for coming. I think that so many women are going to be able to resonate with this conversation this morning. And I am so humbled that you decided to take an hour with me this morning and be on my podcast. I feel humbled.
Oh, thank you, Erica. It was so nice to chat with you today.
Yes. So, I'm not sure when this one will actually go live, but we are in December now. So if I don't chat with you before then, Merry Christmas, a blessed Happy New Year. And to you and your family in Sweden, I am so excited that we got to meet up today.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I really appreciate this time. And just keep me posted on when you think you're going to schedule this to go out. And I'll be sure to send you that registration link. The registration, I'm going to do the big push. It's going to be really live and up and running on January 2nd. But actually, it's not quite. Like, I'm going to sneak it out there a little bit sooner just to test it out. I've already tested it out. I think everything works. Heaven forbid, you know,
technology can be our best friend and it can be our worst nightmare, right? So with you. We can think that we have it all together and then, you know, it all fall apart, but it's not going to. I am sending good vibes. It's going to be good. As soon as I have this ready to go, I will make sure that I shoot you a message and let you know that this is up and going. But whether or not the podcast goes up quickly, make sure you send me the link, because I know that there's so many women out there that would love to hear about the summit. So I would love to share that across my social media markets. So
thank you so
guys,
much.
Thank you so much for spending your hour with me on Escapes by Erica Hemphill. And I am so honored that you decided to spend your 1 hour with me. Be blessed, embrace, and elevate. Thank you for joining us on this exhilarating episode of Escapes. We hope that you've been inspired, empowered, and ready to embark on your own journey. The power to escape and redefine is within you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review Escapes to help us reach more incredible women and men like you. You can also follow me on Facebook at ENG Designs and Construction and Instagram at Build with ENG. Stay tuned for more amazing stories, insights, and strategies in our upcoming episodes. Together, we'll rewrite the scripts of our unknown possibilities. Until next time, this is Erica Hemphill from Escapes. Your adventure continues, and we can't wait to be a part of it. Until next time, continue to embrace, empower, and elevate.